Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alpan and Sophie with your 11 a.m. Zlines. In local news, autism diagnoses have risen across Australia and has resulted in further demand for therapy. Oxygen therapy has been promoted in some clinics across the country to alleviate symptoms of autism, however, it is not evidence-based. The huge demand for therapy has some experts worried that parents may be wasting time and money from pseudoscience. The Australian Medical Association says that parents with autistic children should speak to their trusted GP for advice.
In national news, Nepali Widi, a smartphone game created to save the Aboriginal language Nepali, has won 5 international awards. The game won 4 silver and 1 bronze awards at the Anthem Awards, which receive thousands of submissions from over 40 countries annually. Nepali Widi has been developed by traditional owners of Australia's northwest, including 900 Nepali words voiced by elders, adults, and kids. Nepali was once spoken over a 40,000 square kilometer area of the bushland in Pilbara. Now only 8 people speak the language fluently. The game is set in culturally significant Fortescue Marsh Nature Reserve, where players play as a junior ranger collecting cultural objects in different locations while hearing Nepali words.
A hacker group has exposed Australia's $7 billion land military weapons program after allegedly breaching multiple Israeli military companies. Cyber Tufan Group posted images and information on Telegram about the ADF's next-gen high-tech turrets supplied by Israeli weapons manufacturer Elbit Systems. The Cyber Tufan Group claimed to have hacked 17 Israel weapon contractors and have had 1.5 years access to the networks, claiming to obtain, quote, tens of terabytes, end quote. A second group, J Group, claimed responsibility for cyber attacks on the IKD engineering, exposing Australian naval contracts and submarine programs. J Group claimed they have been in the IKD systems for more than 5 months and has been able to withdraw 800 gigabytes of data.
In international news, Israel has attacked a Palestinian refugee camp in Sidon, Lebanon, killing 13 people and wounding many others. The drone attack strike hit a car in the car park of a mosque in Ain Ilhua refugee camp. The Israeli army claimed it struck a Hamas training compound, and they would continue to act against Hamas wherever the group operated. Hamas condemned the attack, saying the strike hit a sports playground. Lebanon Health Minister reports over 270 people have been killed and 850 have been wounded by the Israeli military action since the ceasefire last November.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 25 degrees when expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.